Well, back in the day, the NFL draft used to be our Super Bowl because here in St. Louis, the Rams weren't going to a Super Bowl, and we were talking about the draft from October up until April and draft day. And Dan McLaughlin was a Rams fan. He was somebody who was invested in the club and would pay attention to the draft and has built up a little bit of disdain for the National Football League now. That being said, Dan McLaughlin, who joins us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN, with the draft being the only sports last night, did you tune in?
I watched maybe 3 minutes of it, maybe five max. And I'll be honest, I mean, I know the road I think that you're going down. I just don't have a lot of interest. I know how the league treated the city. I know how they treated employees that were here. I know that they did not treat employees that went with them west well. And so really, I have no interest, to be quite honest. I glanced at it. That was about it. Jerry Jeudy was a guy that I saw a college game of, so I saw him go to Denver, and that was about it. That was the extent of what I watched.
Hey Dan, going back, though, to when you did follow it, because the team was here and we cared about it more, do you remember a draft or a pick specifically that you were super pumped up about, like you were excited? I remember one that I really wanted and I was happy to get, and it turned out to be a real big bust in Tavon Austin. So I actually don't even know why I said that.
Me too.
Just continue to ask you the question. Do you have one that you were pumped up for, though?
Absolutely. I was excited when they got Lawrence Phillips. I mean, even with all the baggage and the things that had gone on with him, from a purely football standpoint, not off the field, I was excited about that. I thought what they did was, you know, at the time, it just seemed like, yeah, you're taking a big gamble. Everybody knew that. But as a fan, and that's what you're asking me about, I was excited about that. I was also very excited about Orlando Pace. When they drafted him, to me, when I just watched him, my brother played major college football, played offensive line, and we were talking, and he's like, man, this guy's unbelievable. And I know that's like not, you know, war room stuff. It's just a couple of guys talking. But when they drafted those two guys, one turned out to be a Hall of Famer, and the other one, God rest his soul, is no longer with us. But I thought that was as a fan, an exciting pick, because as I always have looked at the NFL, or really sports in general, this is not, you know, a bunch of saints that are running around and holy rollers. I mean, these are guys that, you know, there's some issues on some of these picks. Some of them are saints. Some of them are great people. Some aren't. So I just look at the football aspect of it. And from a football aspect of it, I thought this guy was going to be really, really good.
As you watched that 3 minutes of the draft, were you just watching to see if Roger Goodell were to mess something up?
Not really, because I don't care to watch him. I did watch when the families reacted. I thought that was really cool to just see them within their immediate families enjoying the moment that these kids have enjoyed and worked so hard for. I thought that was pretty cool as I watched.
Danny Mac is with us on 101 ESPN, and a lot going on over the course of the week in regards to both punishment and the possibility of playing. And Joey Vitale was on with Bernie this morning talking about how he has more hope now based on what he's seen this week than he's had ever since everything got shut down. Where do you stand on your thought process in regards to baseball playing?
Well, I'm with Joey. I mean, I've got a lot of hope going on with what's going on. I mean, you kind of read the tea leaves of certain states, whether you agree or not, opening up. But it does seem like the curve is starting to go south, which is good. But as I've said from day one, the virus will dictate whether or not any of these sports play. Testing will dictate that. The optics will dictate that, whether or not you can play. Because I don't think you can, you know, put sports in front of the general public just for testing. I just don't think that's right. So as we go forward, I do have hope. I try to be positive about all this stuff. You know, we have so many men and women that are dependent on, and it's not just the players. And I get it. You know, everybody's like, well, what are the players going to do? And they're going to be quarantined. They're going to have to do this. I get it. they're going to have to make that individual decision for themselves. And I don't begrudge any individual for what they have to do. Quarantine with, without family, they say no, I've got generational money, great, don't do it, that's fine. The game was here before you, the game will be here after you. But the men and women that make their living off this game and games, the trickle-down effect, the popcorn vendor, the people that take your ticket, the people, the men and women on our crew, all those people are dependent on sports. And so, yeah, I'm hopeful. By God, Randy, I want to see sports. And as a fan, I miss it. Truly as a fan, I really, really miss it. But I really miss it for the people that are suffering through this because they're wondering where their next paycheck is going to come from. And that includes players. That includes everybody associated with sports.
Dan, for all the things that you just mentioned, I kind of find it hard to get really up in arms about anything as far as punishment goes, or lack thereof, depending on the way you look at it with the Red Sox. But I do kind of find it laughable in reading through the report from Rob Manfred and just kind of basically saying, yeah, Alex Cora, he didn't really know about it. This is a rogue video guy. When you read through that the first time and when you heard about the reports or saw it, what was your initial reaction, Dan?
I didn't think it was enough punishment. I didn't think it was enough at all, because whether or not you're associated with the Red Sox or the Houston Astros, you know, we all know to the extent of what Houston was doing to gain an advantage. And for all of us, I think that tune into sports, we think that it's a level playing field. And if it's not, then that's a problem. And so I just didn't think it was enough. I'm sure that some of the people that are associated with this are good people and have done a lot of good things in their community, in their lives, in their professional lives. I get it. But when it comes down to the integrity of the game, if you're not doing what's right, there's a real problem. And so punishment needs to be handed down, in my opinion, further than it was.
Do you think the punishment is lesser because we're in the middle of a pandemic?
Yes, I do. I think that, we are dealing with something more and way more important than some guy, banging a trash can. For Christ's sakes, who cares at this point? So do I think that this has overshadowed it? Absolutely. Do I think that you sweep it under the rug to an extent? I don't know if that's necessarily the right way to put it, because no matter when we come back to games, it's going to be front and center for that particular sport. And in this case, we're talking about baseball, but do I think that it's been lesser? Absolutely. I mean, Brad and I were down in spring training and watching fans as we are in the booth, in the seats, basically, next to fans banging on their seats as the Cardinals were taking on the Astros. I was watching Altuve get booed. I watched Correa get booed. I watched, when the pitch was coming, fans screaming at them, curveball, fastball, changeup, whatever. So do I think it would have been awful for them when we decide if we had a quote-unquote normal season? Absolutely. So do I think that it's been kind of, lessened because of what's going on? Absolutely. I mean, who really cares about some guy banging a trash can when somebody's worrying about where the next check is coming from?
Dan McLaughlin with us on 101 ESPN. Yesterday we had a draft of sports movies. You get to choose any sports movie all time. You have the first pick in a draft of four teams. What's the first movie you're selecting?
Oh, boy. That's a good one.
BT had the first pick and took Major League.
I did.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. There's a couple of movies that come to mind just because I've been watching them so much because there's nothing else on. But The Natural is one of my favorite movies ever. And I thought that they did the baseball aspect of playing. It wasn't great. It's not what pros are going to look like, but it was pretty darn good for Hollywood. Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams. I mean, it makes me think of my dad. And I haven't talked about my dad publicly very much, but for various reasons. But I love him, and I miss him. He's been gone for a long, long time. But anytime I watch that movie, it makes me think of my dad, and it makes me think of my children. So I would have to say probably if I put it one, I would go Field of Dreams.
Good call. Ron's got Field of Dreams, I believe, right?
Yeah, I was going to go with Major League, but BT took my pick.
I just was scared. It was a draft, Dan. It was going to go back and then snake back around. I just didn't want to miss out on having Major League there because you know I like my laughs.
Well, that's what I figured. I mean, it's kind of slapstick. You like that kind of stuff. That's the way that you are. And God bless you. I love it. That's what makes it fun to do games with you. So I'm with you. I understand why you went in that direction.
All right, good. Good. Hey, I wanted to ask you because I spent far too much time in front of my computer today because I went to MLB.com and their video they were playing the entire game. It was July 20th, 2004. It was an epic comeback against the Cubs. It was Matty Moe pitching in this game against the Cubs. He ended up giving up 7 runs in an inning and 2/3, but the Cardinals came back and it was Albert's hat trick. It was first ever 3 home run game. Dan, do you remember that one?
I do. Yeah, I remember it quite well. And I'm assuming that did Sotoguchi also hit a home run off of Kyle Farnsworth?
I think he did.
Do you remember that?
I'm trying to look at the box score now. I didn't see that part of it, but I saw Albert's home.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember it. I remember it really well because I remember there was bad blood so much between the two teams at that point in time. And if you remember back in 2003, and Brad, you were just about right in the middle of it, it was Kerry Wood, it was Pryor, it was Maddox. These were guys that were great pitchers for Chicago. You had Dusty Baker, you had Tony La Russa, which they had their beefs out in the West Coast that carried over here to from San Francisco to St. Louis and now Chicago, St. Louis. And it was a beautiful day at Wrigley, and I'm going to go off on a tangent here. That's what I miss the most. I really do. Outside of the people I work with, the crew members that I miss seeing, I just miss a beautiful day at the ballpark. I never realized how much I took it for granted. And being at Wrigley on a great day in the middle of the summer, there's not many places that beat it, I can tell you that. And so I do remember Albert, though, hitting the 3 home runs. And I remember Jimmy in one game getting hit and then taking somebody deep. I think it was Zambrano, if memory serves correct, and he put him on the street, put the ball on the street. So many great memories. I remember Johnny Peralta down to his final strike hitting a home run at Wrigley. I think about the 2 home runs hit at Wrigley last year, back-to-back by Molina and DeYoung. There's just some great memories over the years that I've been privileged enough, you know, to be behind the mic of, but to your point of the 3 home run day with Albert, yeah, I remember it because I think the 3rd home run went into the basket in right center, which was awesome. It was just, it was so much drama and theater to it, and that's what we all love in sports.
You definitely nailed the Taguchi home run as well. It was off of Farnsworth in the 8th inning. That's good recall,
yeah, I was gonna
Dan.
Say the 8th inning, right?
Yep.
Pretty impressive.
So, Albert had the 3 home runs. I remember one was launched way out, but I think his 3rd home run, correct me if I'm wrong, Brad, but if you have it in front of you, I think it was in the basket in right center, and then Farnsworth came in, and he was hitting 100 to 101 on the gun, and here's Sotoguchi, who hits one, I mean, just powders one down the left field line in the 8th inning. I think it was the 8th inning, I'm pretty sure, and then the Cardinals won that game.
You nailed it.
Okay.
You remember it well.
By the way, Dan, not to make you feel any worse about being home, but I got a little sad today when I looked at the calendar and realized that you and me, we were supposed to be heading to San Diego together Sunday night after the game. I like San Diego.
Man.
Maybe we'll do a boys trip? Huh?
You know what, man? I'm really trying to be positive about the situation that we're all in, and there are many, many people in all walks of life that are suffering through what we're all going through. But I said this to Bernie the other day, and we're all in sports. I watched John Kelly's call of an overtime goal last year on Twitter. I think the Blues put it out. And so he says, play Gloria after the overtime winner. And they pipe up the music. Our crew did just an amazing job of piping that in. Phil Mollica, Tim Pabst, our men and women of our crew. And so you at home as a viewer were just hearing Gloria, and they kept cutting the shots, okay? And it almost brought me to tears watching that, of how much I miss sports, how much I miss being in that arena, how much I miss taking my kids to their first ever Stanley Cup games. And then I think about, you know, and I'm not trying to get too sappy here, even though I probably am, and it's the first time that it's really hit me that it's because it's gone. You know, we don't have it. But I think about opening day and not seeing Bob Gibson, not seeing Lou Brock, not seeing the Hall of Famers, not seeing our crew, not seeing you, Brad, not seeing the other folks that I have a chance to work with. And I'll be honest, I miss that so much. I just miss sports, and it's given me a great realization of how important sports are to our lives. Whether you make a living on it, whether you enjoy watching it on television, whether you take your son or your daughter down to a game, that's been taken from us, and that's hard. You know, that's a lot of people are dealing with it. I get it, and people are in all kinds of tough situations right now. And my heart goes out to them. It really does. I just miss everything about what we're able to provide on a daily basis. And that's the thing about baseball. It's nightly. It's every single night for the most part. You know, you tune in, you're going to see a game or go to a game or whatever you're doing around a game. And people don't have that. And I cannot wait, and I'll never take it for granted until we get that back. I miss you, Brad. I really do.
I miss you too, man. It's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. I don't know how it's going to look. I don't know where we're going to be calling games from, dude. But this is going on. You better keep that positive attitude, because you're the one keeping my head on right.
I'm trying, man. I really am. I you know, the positive thing for me, and I know you guys, you know, probably need to go to break or whatever, but I don't really care.
Bad boy.
The positive thing for me is that I've been able to spend a lot of time with my kids, and these are moments, like, my kids are getting older now, and these are times I'm never going to get back. You know, I'm thinking that, you know, this time next year, hopefully we're back to quote-unquote normal, whatever that normal is. And most of my time from early February till the season ends, whenever that is spent on a bus, on a plane, in a hotel room, in a cab ride, whatever. And that's great. I signed up for it. I love it. But it comes at the expense of my, you know, seeing my kids. And so I've tried to be around my kids as much as I can. And so that's one of the positives that I've had. I think they're ready for me to go back to work, believe me, and my wife especially. But you have to, anybody listening, I mean, I believe this. I think you just try to take the positive out of it and be thankful for those that are on the front lines. Like, my mom was a nurse, and I was thinking about this before I came on with you guys, and I know I'm going off on, you know, tangents.
We like tangents. We do that a lot here.
Well, my mom was a nurse, Randy, as you know, and you've been around me forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine what I would be feeling as her son walking into the front lines every day, that she has, if she had to do that. She's been retired now a few years. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine what families are doing with their doctors and nurses and those that are on the front line, grocers, pharmacists, the list goes on. And I'm so thankful for those people. And we all should be so thankful for those people. So the least I can do, to the original point, is that when we come on shows, try to be positive, try to be thankful, and we know sports is going to come back at some point. There is no other choice. It's going to happen. What that normal looks like, what sports look like, we have no idea. But we are going to have it. So I try to be very positive through this and very thankful for our community. We've got a lot of really good people that are doing some good things. And you know, I'm just thankful for what everything I got.
Hey, Dan, one reminder, rare opportunity. Mother's Day is 1 week or 2 weeks from Sunday. So you have 2 weeks to plan that breakfast in bed for Libby and get the kids up to help you and deliver that to her. And you're not going to be doing a baseball game that day. So this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for you.
Well, that's what it's interesting. My wife keeps saying that to me when I get frankly pissed off and upset. She says, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you, exactly what you said, Randy, to spend time with your kids, be around here, do things that you would normally never, ever have the chance to do at this time of year. Because normally, you know, my schedule is you know, I wake up early. I start doing research for a game. I'm making out stuff on a scorecard that Brad has seen. And then I get to the ballpark. I write down the lineups and do different notes and research different things, go downstairs or go do something that I need to do for the club or whatever, and then do the game and you know, get home at 11:30 or midnight and do it again and rinse and repeat. And that's not there. So I'm trying to take advantage of that. And I should mention, too, the Cardinals have been exceptional at being transparent, being open with their employees, trying to tell them what's coming up, what they know, because I know a lot of people are probably curious about that. They've been leaders in this in trying to help people and their employees get through this. Because remember, you know, they started out at zero. This would have been the time to make the money and have the revenue coming in, and they don't have that. And they're trying to take care of their employees the best they can, and I'll never forget that. I will always appreciate what Bill Jr. and Bill III and John Mozeliak have done for the organization and for their employees, and they care. And I think that's something that needs to be thought of as we go forward and we move out of what is this, you know, the current situation that we're in.
Couldn't agree more. Dan, we know you have to get to a Zoom meeting. We will let you rock and roll. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
You're the best. That is Dan McLaughlin on 101 ESPN. Coming up, get your text in to the Air Comfort Service text line at 65780. Meet will have your questions for us from the Sports Six Pack on 101 ESPN.